Thank you. Thank you. Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. If you don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket. So get with it.
You're listening to Songs from Under the Floorboards on Radio Nope. I'm Jacques Granger. We just heard No Parking on the Dance Floor by Midnight Star, the instrumental version of Street Justice by The Rake, Godzilla by The Magnetic System, and at the beginning of the show, White Pulse by John Carpenter. Next up, we're going to hear something by Negative Land.
I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction. I'm trying to make some girl Sock it to me, baby. Let's spend the night together, making love. Light my fire. Give me what you got. Louder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Louder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Louder and faster, louder and faster.
Tonight.
Louder and faster, louder and faster.
148 Gramley.
But it's too late.
Till it was too late.
Get over!
It's a week of psychopaths, murderers, werewolves, murdering, marauding maniacs. This marvelous week of murder begins when you're dead. A malicious tale about a maniac with a deadly eye for murder. All this begins Monday on Channel 7's 3:30 movie.
This is KPIX Eyewitness News Nightcast.
Good evening. Topping Nightcast, a possible link between murder and music.
Music performed by a rock group right here in the Bay Area.
Four members of a Midwestern family were murdered. The 16-year-old son is the prime suspect. Members of the experimental rock group Negative Land have been drawn into the case, and prosecutors won't even tell them for certain that their music, how their music might be involved. Hal Eisner has our report.
Negative Land considers its music thought-provoking, even humorous. But the members of this East Bay musical group aren't a bit amused that one of their songs may be linked to a multiple murder case. The case involves 16-year-old David Brom, an A student from a very religious family. He's accused of killing his brother, sister, and parents with an axe. Attorneys say David and his parents frequently argued about religion and music, even on the night of the murders, when a Negative Land album may have sparked the last family dispute. And in particular, the song Christianity is Stupid may also have been involved.
Christianity is stupid.
It's hard to listen to the cut and not laugh. If you have any sense of humor at all or whatever, it's hard not to see the humor in it, and that it would result in anything as serious as this, I think, is ridiculous.
They say federal authorities asked them to cancel a long-planned 17-city tour and eliminate live performances until the conclusion of the investigation. Negative Land's music is highly critical of the mass media, nuclear war, and handguns. The group thinks their music is humorous, but they don't find it a bit funny that one of their songs poking fun at religion may have sparked a dispute among the Brahms, triggering the murders.
Christianity is stupid.
Meanwhile, the members of Negative Land are hoping for a speedy conclusion to the Brahm case in Minnesota, and eventually a return to their live performances, and a career that after 9 years had finally taken some positive turns.
But a quick end to the bizarre murder case may be in doubt. Hal Eisner, Channel 5 Eyewitness News, Nightcast.
Kate?
The Trailside killer David Carpenter has now been convicted of 7 murders.
This is Tom Krautmaker calling from Rolling Stone magazine. Can I speak to someone in Negative Land?
Now!
Can you comment on the connection that was made between your music and the axe murders last month in Rochester, Minnesota?
Now it begins!
Can you tell me, off the record, is there any backwards masking on the song Christianity is Stupid?
Snake, everyone!
I can't get no satisfaction.
You need sex, so we provided the girls.
Sock it to me, baby. 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 Sock it to me, baby.
can it be what you've done?
And when it comes to killing you, 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 and when it comes to killing you. And when it comes to killing you, they like to use every meme in the book.
It was a kind of murder case that friends and neighbors said didn't make sense. They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand. Christianity is stupid.
That is not the case.
Journalism or sensationalism?
A malicious tale about a maniac.
Murder and music.
You've given up looking.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Or sensationalism?
Enough typewriters.
Murder
journalism
and music.
Or sensationalism?
And enough pads.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Or sensationalism?
And one of them will eventually come up with a King James version of the Bible.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism?
Your Bible.
We don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
We don't have enough data. We don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
Data. We don't have enough data. We just don't have enough data.
It's monkey business.
And that's why I'm saying...
Even a monkey could produce the King James Version of the Bible.
Data. Data. Data.
Too much data.
He was not a homicidal maniac. He did not show any...
Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Signs of wanting to hurt anyone.
For I am in trouble.
The crime is somehow related to a record by a Bay Area band. Al Eisner has that story.
My eye is consumed with grief.
Many are still wondering why.
Yea, my soul, my being.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Why me, Lord?
You're overreacting.
My strength faileth because of mine iniquity.
You're overreacting.
And my bones are consumed.
Don't find excuses for it. The easiest thing to do is do what he did.
Why me, Lord?
Apologize.
I was forgotten as a dead man out of mind.
He apologized.
I am like a broken vessel.
But that's America.
Why me, Lord?
I'm considered a creep.
And you're overreacting.
Oh, wretched man that I am.
A creep.
Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
The creep.
What?
I'm going to have to cut it out, but we're overreacting. We'll be back after these messages.
KTVU for Thursday, October 30th, stereo version.
Al's House of Meat, 2222 on the Sirloin Strip.
Fine, we're going to play that back now.
Did you hear that?
What?
Something on that tape when it ran backwards.
What are you talking about?
Run it down again. Now play it, backwards.
That child is a child of evil.
I don't believe it.
You never sounded so good.
I'm serious. Play this backwards and you hear evil messages. Play the rest.
We're going to play that one back.
There it is again.
Don't start.
I mean it. Play it backwards.
Last night he murdered his parents. Tonight his targets are his aunt and uncle.
Doesn't it bother you that evil messages creep into our commercials when you play them backwards?
Stranger things have happened.
Play the rest.
Little Damon is all grown up. Too bad for the cause of good.
You're not going to play the rest?
Look, I rent this studio by the hour.
What is it trying to tell us?
Death wish two, wish 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 death. Death Wish 2, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Look at that listing of sins in Galatians 5, verses 19 to 21, 17 of them.
If you have 26 Americans to kill...
S-I-M, S-I-M...
And you've already killed 17 Americans...
P-L-O-T, P-L-O-T...
How many Americans does that leave for you to kill?
Simplot...
Shock it to me, baby.
S-I-M...
Why are the children...
P-L-O-T.
Doing what they're doing.
S-I-M.
Why are the children?
P-L-O-T.
Doing what they're doing.
Murder and music.
Simplot.
Murder and music.
Murder and music.
Simplot.
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 Shaka Kumi baby.
This isn't the first time. 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 This isn't the first time controversial music has been linked to tragedy.
And it's all right for them to snuff our face.
It's monkey business.
You're overreacting.
And it's all right for them to snuff our face.
Why are the children doing what they're doing?
Noise.
Why does a child reach up and kill his mom and dad and murder his two little sisters and then cut his throat?
Noise.
Why would a child do something like that?
Noise! What it is, what it does to you.
Dip it. Dip it. Dip it.
It is depressing when the whole family's picking on you, you know, whether it's because you did something wrong, but I think he was depressed and we do get hurt.
I have got
it. Dip it.
Satisfaction. Dip it.
I have got it.
Satisfaction.
Now.
Hell, we're stupid.
Skip it.
I'm going to tell you something that you're not going to like, and probably the world ain't going to like, but I'll tell it to you just like it is. If I wanted to, had it been me up in this Sharon Tate's house, it would have been a lot worse. Thank God that your children did it for you, and I didn't get started on it, because if I'd have got started on it, it would have been a lot worse than it was. Because I am 10 times worse.
It's believed Night Stalker suspect Richard Ramirez was influenced by AC/DC's Highway to Stupid album. And Ozzy Osbourne's song Stupid Solution became the focal point of an actual stupid case involving a Southern California teenager.
Stupid. Our opposition, whoever they may be, in all their manifest forms, don't know how to handle humor. You know, and we are humorists, and we stand a better chance under that guise, because all the serious people like Martin Luther King and Kennedy and Gandhi got shot.
It was the kind of murder song that friends and neighbors said didn't make sense.
No one, no matter where he lives or what he does, can be certain who next will suffer from some senseless act of bloodshed.
But that's America.
And yet it goes on and on and on in this country of ours.
That's America.
Now that second one is really Robert Kennedy, right? Wrong.
Hal Eisner.
Wrong.
Neither of these is the real voice of anyone, and we must never believe that it is.
Oh, but that was really Robert Kennedy.
Hal Eisner. They are both electronic images of the real voice preserved on magnetic tape. Just as we never see a dead body on television news, we must never believe that we do.
Our TVs are murdering people every 15 minutes. You see 2 or 3 people dying on TV.
Meanwhile, the members of Negative Land are hoping for a speedy conclusion to the Brahms song.
Peace America said it's really frightening, but at the same time, it's ridiculous.
And then you got guys now that got the controls, but they don't have the power. You put somebody with the power at the control, and you watch the old buggy rock.
But a quick end to the bizarre murder song may be in doubt.
And I'm not afraid of dying because I don't believe in it. I think it's just getting out of one car and getting into another.
Give up! Give up!
But they said there was something that got them more than the words of the song. Something that got them more than the words of the song. There was something that got them more than the words of the song. But they said there was something that got them more than the words of the song.
And every boy and girl feels to be a hero, they got to pull their clothes off.
That was the beat.
Yeah.
The probe apparently involved their stupid song, Christianity Didn't Make Sense.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Okay, 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 okay.
Let's play a game. Let's play a game.
Okay, 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 okay,
okay, okay, okay,
okay,
okay,
okay,
okay,
okay.
We're taking our microphone to different locations.
We don't have enough data.
To different places. Your job is to close your eyes, listen very carefully, and decide where we are and what is happening. Okay? 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 Okay?
Attorneys say David and his parents frequently argued about religion and music.
Okay, okay.
We don't have enough data.
Give up. Okay, okay.
Christianity is stupid.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is stupid.
Listen very carefully.
Christianity is stupid.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is stupid.
Okay, okay.
Helder stupid.
Helder stupid. Close your eyes.
Helder stupid.
Listen very carefully.
Christianity is triggering the murders.
Close your eyes.
Christianity is thought-provoking.
Listen very carefully.
Even humorous.
We're going to listen to those sounds again.
We don't have enough data.
This time, I'm going to ask you to do something besides just listening. I would like for you and your friends to pretend you're actually in the places you hear. Make believe that you're doing something.
We don't have enough data.
And while you're pretending and having fun,
we don't have enough data.
Too much data.
Please ask yourself this question.
And what will become of me?
And what will become of me?
We don't have enough data.
Please ask yourself this question.
A photocopy of a diagrammatic analysis of a report.
Please ask yourself this question. Is God here? Is God here in this place doing this kind of thing?
Now listen to this.
L-E-O-N-A.
Oh?
And I'm with Channel 5 News.
Well, I don't know.
I'm calling regarding the group in this article that I'm looking at here.
Okay,
in my
sure.
Hand from
hey, why you guys got a name sound something like Friday? That's right. Well, your face stood up.
Huh?
He said to tell you not to wait.
But we would need some kind of cooperation from you or members of your group in order to do this.
Wayne Walker, John Burley, KPIX Eyewitness News, Nightcast is next.
This isn't the first time someone has tried to blame a death on Hal Eisner. The Los Angeles couple claimed their son committed suicide while listening to an Hal Eisner story. The judge in that case ruled there was no proof that our report was responsible for the boy's death.
I'm Hal Eisner. Journalism or sensationalism? And he's appealing.
Too much data.
We don't have enough data. We just don't have enough data. 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 Data.
Too much data. Too much data.
That's one of my big problems today. Books, files, photographs.
Newsreels by the million miles.
But I should think you'd be so glad to have all this material.
But how to use it, dear lady?
And yet it goes on and on and on.
Now I know too much and find it hard to make out any patterns. Just clatter and babble and get the feel and move on before I get buried in videotape.
This record you're listening to now is another one.
Helder stupid.
How do you go about getting an exorcism?
Christianity is stupid.
I can help.
It's Richard Burton.
Oh, no.
He's a modest priest.
Right.
stupid.
And if you think going one-on-one with the Prince of Darkness is sticky, ooh, wait until you see the rest of the characters he has to contend with.
Now there's a bizarre connection to a Bay Area band.
Ladies and gentlemen.
If you kill 8 or 10 people and you throw blood all over and you say, now you see what I'm saying, they say, oh, we see what you're saying. And they still don't see what you're saying.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, in 3 or 4 years, American life as we know it will be over.
Come on, man, it's a big act. Goddamn thing's a fucking act, man. What I said right then is a fucking act. Everything's an act. It's all an act. The only thing that's not an act, the only thing that makes reality is death. Then they hang it on a cross and kneel down and pray to it. That's the only reality they understand.
The fault, dear Brutus, is not in our stars, but in ourselves.
That is correct, correct, correct.
Good night, and good luck.
You're listening to Songs from Under the Floorboards on Radio Nope. I'm Jacques Granger. We just heard Helter Stupid Prologue and Helter Stupid by Negative Land. Next up is something by My Bloody Valentine.
it like that.
We suffer every day. What is it for? These crowns of illusion are fooling us all. And now I am weary and I feel like I do. It's only you who can tell me apart. And it's only you who can turn my wooden heart. The size of our fight, it's just a dream. We've crushed everything I can see. In this morning, selfishly, how we fail, and I feel like I do. It's only you who can tell me apart, and it's only you who can turn my wooden heart. Now that we've chosen to take all we can, this shade of autumn will still bitter end. Years of frustration lay down side by side, and it's only you who can tell me apart, and it's only you who can turn my wooden heart. It's only you who can tell me apart, and it's only you who can turn my wooden heart.
You're listening to Songs from Under the Floorboards on Radio Nope. I'm Jacques Granger. We just heard Only You by Portishead. And at the beginning of that set, the full-length version of Glider by My Bloody Valentine. That is the end of this week's show, and I thank you for listening.